Well, good morning, brethren. Welcome to any visitors and guests we may have. It's a pleasure to be here. The name of my message this morning is Glorify God. And I'd like to start with just some examples of, well, not examples. I'd like to start with a different type of introduction. This is a quote from an accident insurance form written by the accident person. I pulled away from the side of the road, glanced at my mother-in-law, and headed over the embankment. Another one says, the guy was all over the road. I had to swerve a number of times before I finally hit him. The pedestrian had no idea which direction to go in, so I ran over him. Brethren, the English language is interesting to use. And we as Christians have a command from God to use our lips to glorify Him and to represent Him to our brothers and sisters and to all our friends in the world. We can catch ourselves up all too often and all too easily if we speak before we think. It's important, brethren, it's very important that we represent God in all that we do. And it's so easy to say things inaccurately, to say things in a way that mislead people and confuse people. What am I talking about? The purpose of this message is very simple. Speak God's truth with clarity, empathy, and conviction. I've been listening to a lot of all of us speak, and I just want to narrow this in on just one tiny point. We, as God's people, have God's blessed and holy truth. And we have an obligation from God to represent that to the world. And I've read it in literature that's come, not literature, but in messages that we've received and letters we've received from headquarters, and I've heard all of us speak this way. When we have a friend or a relative or someone close to us die, what do we say? They passed on, or they passed away. Brethren, that's pagan terminology, and it represents the immortality of the soul. It represents that instead of dying, we just pass on to heaven. We don't really die. We just drift off into heaven. It negates some of our most precious beliefs. Now, we have to be careful how we talk to those who are mourning. But I just went through this with some dear friends. And if we're wise and careful in how we address them and speak to them, it can be very comforting for them. When we say, I'm sorry about your loss, I'm sorry they passed on, we know what we're saying. They know what we're saying too. And to them, we are saying they went to heaven. They didn't actually die. They have an immortal soul. They're saved. And we are misleading them. We have to be careful how we talk, because God has a command for us to represent Him. And when we sound like the world and talk like the world, we're misleading the world. What I try to say, depending on how fragile they are, I usually start out by saying, I'm sorry for your loss. I'm sorry your friend died, if that goes well. Because then I say, you know, God loves us so much. He describes death as sleep. And your member, your friend, your husband, your wife, your child is now sleeping. They're at rest. They're at peace. And they'll be resurrected. And you'll see them again. And I've seen people's expressions change when I tell them that. I've seen them relax a little bit. I've seen them want to talk to me more about it And sometimes I can't get that far. Sometimes they're so distraught that they just thank me and move on, which is fine. Sometimes I just say, I'm sorry for your loss. And I can tell that it's just not the time. So I just leave it at that. But I will never tell them, I'm sorry they passed on, because they didn't. They're dead. They're in the ground. And saying they're dead sounds rather harsh, but when you understand what death is, it isn't. They're at peace. They know nothing. And so I mentioned Ezekiel 18:4 and verse 20. The soul that sins shall die. We all die. And the dead know nothing. Romans 6:23 tells us sin is that the wages of sin is death. And John 3:13 tells us that no one has ascended to heaven except Christ. What does God want us to do? What does God want us to be to all of our friends and to those who aren't blessed with the holy truth of God? Turn with me to Matthew 5:16. Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. We're to glorify God, and we're to speak in a way and represent God to the world in a way that glorifies God. Colossians 4, verse 6. Colossians 4, verse 6. Let your speech always be with grace. And speaking about death properly is very graceful. Seasoned with salt. Have the wisdom to know how to talk to those that you love and those that you care about, that you may know how you ought to answer each other. We have to be wise, brethren. There's times to speak and there's times not to speak. There's times to share God's word and there's times when it just isn't appropriate. And we have to have the wisdom, another gift from God, to know when the right time is, to know when the right way is. But we should never continue the deception that Satan has fostered on the world. We should never give our friends any inkling that we agree in the immortality of the soul, or in heaven, or in hell. Luke 21:15, my final verse. Very inspiring for me because I tend to lean towards being dumb and stupid as a general rule. 21 verse 15, words from Christ. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist. So, brethren, be careful when we speak to our friends. Be careful as to how you represent God to those that we all love and care for. Remember, it takes two to speak the truth. One to speak, and another to listen.